And good morning in for Elizabeth Harrison. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. The Rhode Island General Assembly is slated to consider bills later today to revamp Rhode Island's approach to economic development. As Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis reports, the action comes on very likely the last day of the legislative session.
The State Economic Development Corporation has been marked for years by turnover in its top leadership. Governor Lincoln Chafee wants to give the EDC a chance to show its stuff with a new board and a new director, Marcel Valois. But the General Assembly could make some significant changes to the agency. House and Senate committees are slated to review a series of bills related to the EDC. The possible changes include renaming it and making it part of an executive office of commerce with broader responsibility. The House has a more aggressive approach than the Senate to changing the EDC. House spokesman Larry Berman says the two chambers hope to reach a compromise in time for the legislation to get final votes on the floor. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
South Providence residents concerned about a recent uptick in gun crime there rallied on Broad Street yesterday. Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick was there.
About 200 people linked arms on Broad Street and shouted, "Peace in our streets," in a show of solidarity against violent crime. The line extended for two blocks. June saw a rash of shootings in the capital city, including the murder of a 12-year-old girl. Rally organizer Kobe Dennis says the event was aimed at allaying residents' fears as much as taking a stand against crime.
I'm not concerned at all because I'm born and raised in Providence, and this is a fluctuation that happens when the economy's bad. When things go bad, people get angry and people lash out in different ways. So we're trying to get the young people back in. We're trying to reel the community in and let them know that it's going to be all right.
Police say gun crime in the capital city is running at roughly the same rate as last year. 43 shootings to date compared to 44 at this time last year. 9 people have been killed, the same number for the first half of 2012. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Rhode Island environmental authorities say they think the bear that moved through Burrillville and Smithfield is heading south toward deeper cover around the Arcadia Management Area. The DEM tells the Providence Journal that the bear is about 300 pounds, not yet an adult, and should not be approached or fed. People spotting a bear should call the DEM at this number, 401-222-3070. So far this year, Rhode Island has dodged the most serious mosquito-borne diseases. The State Department of Environmental Management reports that test results from 125 mosquito pools are negative for both West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalitis, also known as Triple E. Nevertheless, Rhode Islanders are being encouraged to protect themselves from mosquitoes by eliminating their breeding grounds and avoiding mosquito bites.
It's a funny thing about cats. Some people, many actually, are enthralled by this musical taken almost completely from a poem by that Anglo-American literary icon, T.S. Eliot. Cats lovers adore the music by Andrew Lloyd Webber and are happy to forget about the almost plotless storyline that finds a beat-up old cat restored to vibrant life. Others, myself included, enjoy much of the music, but really find Cats to be a clawless work, a stagnant piece that takes too many catnaps. So, make your choice and pay your money, or not. But one thing I think most people will agree on is that the current production at Theater by the Sea in Matunic is a winner. Done with both great energy and thoughtful interpretation, this thoroughly professional Cats is as good as any touring version I've seen, and notably better than most. Which is quite a thing to say, considering the postage stamp stage at Theater by the Sea. When you have 15 or so dancer-singers rambling over that cramped space, well, somebody's got to be doing a first-rate job in simply maneuvering all those troopers. That's where director and choreographer Richard Stafford comes in, where his work adheres, as it must by contract, to much of the original London and New York staging. He has managed to bring freshness and enthusiasm to this more than 3 decades-old show. Take, for instance, the Mr. Mistopheles number, perhaps Lloyd Webber's best and certainly his most melodic and singable. The director has the cast, all those pretty and talented cats, out in the aisles, where many of us in the audience found ourselves singing along with the Pussycats and Rum Tum Tugger. In case you've been on a theatrical hiatus for 30 or so years, that is one of the cats in Cats, and Chris Stevens brings force and fun to the role. Other standouts include the wonderfully named Felipe Barbosa Bombonato, who is a vibrant Bustopher Jones, not to mention pitching in a couple of other roles. Of course, the most famous number in Cats is Memory, a lovely song with lyrics by the show's original director, Trevor Nunn. In it, a burned-out poor old cat named Grisabella hungers for her glory days, but expects only more tragedy. Katie Blake sings the song well beyond anything I've seen before. Her force is perhaps a bit over the top at times, but the point is made and given the singer's personal stamp. Others, including Jordan Dunlap as Victoria and Peter S. Adams as Old Deuteronomy, are thorough pros in this well-done production. But then, so is the entire cast. Jammed onto the small stage, they play big and bring individual color and life to Cats. So, if you're a Cats person and want to see it one more time, this is a good one. Cats lives well at Theater by the Sea.